Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're tuning in from. Blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I am your host, Pastor Lydia, and this is Sunday School, Genesis to Revelation. It is so important to understand who God is and who we are as human beings inhabiting the earth. We were created with a purpose and with great care. Sunday School begins each week here on Blog Talk Radio at 7:30 a.m. on the west coast of the United States. We are going to do an in-depth study of Genesis to Revelation. We will move slowly through the scriptures, line upon line and precept upon precept. You'll be glad, amen, that you stopped by. God is in the business of blessing, and there is a great blessing in understanding his character and his instructions for the good life in his written word. Join me each week, amen, as we explore together in Sunday School. Amen. On last week, we stopped on Genesis 1 and 2, and we are going very slowly through the Word of God. Amen. We've been working on this for a few weeks now. Amen. And that scripture says, the Lord, amen. Amen. Let's start with a really short prayer even before we read the scripture. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for this time in study, this time in illumination, this time, Lord God, to find out just who you are and who we are and the instructions that you have given us so that we reap the abundance in our life, so that we understand what our purpose is and why the earth was created in the first place. Lord, we honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. On this morning, we ask that you open every mind and every heart to receive from your spirit even right now. Oh, Lord God, I ask that you change the atmosphere, Lord God, in the areas of each and every one of the listeners, Lord God, so that they are able, Lord God, to hear what your spirit is saying even right now, so that they're able to understand, so that they clearly know that they were born with a purpose. Amen. There's nothing that you've made under the sun, amen, that does not have a purpose. Amen. And their purpose is a good one. You have a plan for their lives, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the plans that you have for us. A plan not to harm us, a plan for good and not for harm. Amen. For a future of abundance and an expected in. Amen. So it says in Jeremiah. Oh, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Genesis 1 and 2 says, the earth was formless or without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering, or another version says moving, over the face of the waters. Amen. We talked about this last week, about the earth being without form and void. Amen. We were looking at the first portion of the verse. Amen. Without form and void are two Hebrew words, without form being tohu, which means a place of chaos, a wasteland, and the word void being bohu, and this is from the Greek, meaning ruined. Now, because we have the benefit of seeing the whole word, we know that God is orderly. We know that he's never chaotic. We know that he always purposeful. We know that he never can be taken in any way as being vain or futile. Thus, this waste was caused by something else, or by someone else, or by another event that happened at the beginning during creation. Scripture gives us a glimpse throughout the word of the revolt that took place in heaven, and Lucifer was expelled like lightning along with two-thirds of the angels to the earth. And then we looked at that last week, how that happened, how he came against God, he came against his authority, thinking that he had, I don't understand what the thinking was, because it actually makes no sense that a created being would feel like they could come up against their creator, but so he thought. And so it was that he was expelled from heaven like lightning. I mean, quickly did God dispense of the troublemaker. Mm-hmm. But the troublemaker did fall to the earth, and that's why we see chaos. So chaos ensued in the beginning because, amen, he was expelled into the earth. But despite the chaos in the earth and the wasteland that was caused by the fallen ones, God created the earth to be inhabited and enjoyed. Satan will never stop the plan of God. He did not then and could not then, and he cannot now and will not now stop the plan of God, even in your life. God's yes is yes, and his no is no. Love is always his premise. It's always the reason behind his answer. It has always been the reason behind his creation. It's always been the reason behind him even coming to the earth as in flesh, amen, to redeem us back to himself. It's always been about his love toward his creation and his created ones. And then let's take a look again at Isaiah 45:18. I believe we looked at it last week, but I wanted to look at it again because we needed to look at all of this again just to give you a little bit of review so we can go back to the darkness portion. Amen. Isaiah 45:18 says, "For thus says the Lord who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited." Glory to God. He formed the earth to be inhabited. And then it goes on to say, "I am the Lord and there is no other." Genesis 1 and 2, let's go back to that portion of scripture we haven't looked at yet. "And the darkness was on the face of the deep." Now, prior to the fall, Lucifer was an angel of light. But when he became, glory to God, an enemy of God, the light that was God left him. The absence of light is always darkness. If there's no light, there is darkness. And darkness was on the face of the deep. The fallen ones were without light, nor could they ever be light again. But God, the Lord God, Elohim, the strong creator, in his limitless power, brought light to the earth, natural light and spiritual light, as we clearly see in John chapter 1. Remember, because we are here in this time, in this place in history, we have the benefit of being able to see the whole word of God from the beginning to the end of that is written. And then it was all written for our benefit. So that we wouldn't make the mistakes of those in the past. All of it is for our benefit so that we learn from those things. Amen. If we understand our history, then we won't make the same mistakes that our ancestors made in the past. At least that is the logic. And it ought to be the wisdom that we carry with us. Look at those things so that we don't have to make the same errors that they made. There's no reason for us at this time in history, at this point, amen, in this age or even in this season that we should continue to chase our tails. We have the whole word before us, and we have benefit of the Spirit of God being on the inside of us when we receive him. So when we accept the Spirit of God on the inside, he is able to direct us and to encourage us and to show us those things that we didn't even understand. Amen. He's able to illuminate his word before us. Amen. And the whole purpose being to bring us back. Amen. Back to our purpose. Back to our purpose. Back to our purpose. Amen. Continue to listen. Hallelujah. And we will be talking about just that. Glory to God. So we clearly see, hallelujah, what the Lord is doing. He brought natural light and spiritual light, as we clearly see in John chapter 1. He was that light, and in him there was no darkness at all. The same was in the beginning. Jeremiah 4:23 says, "I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void in the heavens, and they had no light." There was no light. Amen. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And another scripture, like I said, says, "And the Spirit of God hovered on the face of the waters." And many of the scholars say that this is a time of contemplation for God when he was about to do something. Amen. He was about to commence in his creating. And hallelujah. Amen. The Lord came, was hovering over, amen, to continue the creation process. And we see that he did just that. Because in verse 3 it says, "And God said, let there be light." And guess what happened? There was light. "And God saw the light that it was good." And I want to just mention, amen, even right there, that the Lord in scripture, hallelujah, it says that, "And God saw the light that it was good." Nowhere in those passages of scripture does it say he saw the darkness and it was good. He didn't say that. It's not written. And God doesn't neglect to tell us anything. Amen. But he made a point of saying he saw the light. He created the light. And there was, he said, let there be light, and there was light. There was light. He is that light. Hallelujah. And God saw the light, and it was good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise God, amen, for the light. Hallelujah, for the light in him. And there's, because there's no darkness at all. Glory to God. Just want to take this time, amen, to just slow down even a little bit more. Amen, because I don't really want to go any further than that. We just looked at verse 3 and verse 4, because I do want to take more time talking about the light of God and the light that was created. And he did, but even in those scriptures, I will take it just slightly further, in that he separated the light from the darkness, and he called the light day and the darkness night. Amen. And there, we know that in our lives sometimes we have night seasons. Amen. And you note the comparison. Sometimes we have light night seasons. We never call our seasons light seasons, now do we? No, never do we do that. But sometimes we do have night seasons, seasons in our lives that are very dark and dismal and sorrowful, and we are confused and we're depressed and we don't understand and we feel as though we're without direction. It is not so. We're always with hope. I mean, but sometimes we feel as though hope is gone, but hope is never gone, because Jesus is our hope. God is our hope. Elohim, our strong creator, is our hope, and he never leaves us, and he loves us with a love that has no boundaries, no borders, no conditions, no limits. And there's nothing that we can do that will separate us from that love. But sometimes we have night seasons, and sometimes it feels as though the light is not present, even though it is. But if we would open our eyes during that night season and look toward the hills from whence cometh our help. Remember, I told you we benefit from every bit of the word of God, even from the beginning to the end. Amen. Scripture tells us to look toward the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth. Our help is in him. So during our night season, during our seasons that we cannot see, that we do not understand, that we feel depressed, that it looks as if hope is gone, it is not gone. We have not been separated from God. Amen. He's still there no matter what we've done, no matter what it looks like, no matter what somebody said, no matter what they've done, God is there. He hasn't left. He is present in the atmosphere. Jehovah Shammah means the Lord is there. He hasn't left. He is omnipresent. Hallelujah. Even while he is here where I am in this state, in the on the West Coast, he is there where you are, wherever the country is. He's there right now. Amen. You have an opportunity, hallelujah, to let light in, to let the light reveal itself. Amen. Remember, the absence of light is always darkness, but the light has not left you. It just feels as though it is light. David says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. He had a dark season, a night season, and it felt like he was walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Saul was after him to kill him, and there are things in your environment that it feels as though it is trying to kill you too. But, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. God has not left. He is present right there in your circumstance. He is present. He has not left the scene. He has not left you. Light is present even in the midst of what you perceive as darkness. Hallelujah. He is there. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. He is present. This is your opportunity to begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Scripture says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He didn't say maybe. He said, you shall be saved. You shall be saved. Amen. Bend your knee right now, wherever you're sitting, wherever you're lying, wherever you're standing. Amen. Humble yourself. Amen. In the presence.
of God Almighty. Humble yourself in the presence of Jesus. Amen. And begin to receive that light into you. If you need to repent and turn away from the things that you have done, repent. Amen. It means to be godly sorrowful and to turn from those things. I mean, not to return back to them. Not that we don't make mistakes, but don't purposely return back to those things and present yourself before the Lord, and he will save you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. And that darkness shall be turned to light, because the light will come in. Hallelujah. And light always dispels darkness. When the light comes on, darkness flees. That darkness will have to go. It has no choice, because the presence of the Lord is there. Glory to God. The mighty God is Jesus. The Prince of Peace is he. The everlasting Father, the King, eternally wonderful in wisdom, by whom all things are made. The fullness of the Godhead in Jesus is displayed. It's all in him. Amen. Sunday School from Genesis to Revelation. Meet me next week on Blog Talk Radio at 7:30 a.m. Pacific time. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Amen.